Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Baker administration is hearing calls for more and better addiction treatment as the state struggles with an opioid and heroin epidemic. Hundreds turned out in Worcester last night for the first public meeting of a panel appointed by Governor Baker to gather input on the addiction crisis. The latest statistics show an almost 50% year-over-year increase in opioid overdose deaths across the state. WBUR's Deborah Becker was at last night's meeting and has this report.
Worcester Juvenile Court Judge Carol Erskine has seen a lot in her courtroom, and last night she told the governor's working group that addiction is causing big problems.
Our court sees many in the last 2 years, shockingly, kids who are 14, 15, and 16 years of age using drugs, using opiates, some living on the outskirts of the city with their drug dealers in tents. These are the kinds of things that we're seeing, only to try to deal with having two programs statewide to deal with detoxification of juveniles.
Judge Erskine says she's also seen a surge in child abuse and neglect cases because of addiction. The judge was among the more than 40 people who spoke to the group from an audience that included treatment providers, those struggling with addiction, and their loved ones. Many people told the 17-member panel about friends and family who fatally overdosed. One man, who didn't give his name, said his 25-year-old sister-in-law died 2 weeks ago.
The fire is out of control, and we're trying to put it out with a garden hose. We need more facilities, we need more beds, and we need people who actually care.
Well. Treatment was a huge topic. Not only did many say there are not enough beds, but they also said insurance often does not cover treatment. One woman said she bought drugs for her daughter in order to have a positive drug test for insurance to cover treatment. Some said that family members who overdosed and were taken to a hospital were released after just a few hours because of a lack of beds or insurance coverage. Several people described what they called cycling through detoxification facilities, where a stay is typically 3 to 5 days, and once someone is medically stable, they're released. Annie Parkinson, a recovery counselor, said state officials need to commit resources and to act quickly.
In the last 6 years, have buried 24 to 27, 28 people. Talk is cheap. A year ago, I sat at an opiate roundtable at City Hall with the head of BSAS. And you know what happened? Nothing. One overdose is too many. And I know it's complicated, and I know it's hard, but we have to stop reinventing the wheel.
The speakers also called for improved education and prevention efforts, but several people urged the group not to limit access to opioids for those who need them to manage pain. Claire Sampson is a nurse who's also with the Massachusetts Pain Initiative, a group working to improve pain management. She asked the panel to think about addiction and prescription painkillers separately.
Opioids are not evil. Opioids are a tool to relieve acute pain and to manage the pain and symptoms associated with chronic illness. Addiction is also a disease. Opioids are abused by those with the disease of addiction. Opioids do not cause addiction.
The governor's opioid working group was formed last month as state officials announced that 978 people died from opioid overdoses in Massachusetts in 2013. That's a 46% increase from the year before. The chair of the working group, State Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters, says the state will have to balance the call for more treatment resources and a more than $1 billion budget deficit.
In government, one always has to prioritize, and there's clearly an epidemic. And, you know, we can label it, we can contain it, but then we have to treat it.
The group will hold 3 more meetings and make recommendations to the governor in May. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.